This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My next guest, he is a very well-known writer, and he is the constant... He constantly gets out there and tells the little stories that nobody wants to pay attention to. And along the way, a lot of times he exposes a whole lot of malfeasance on the part of the government in a lot of ways. So it's been a while, but joining me again is David Codrea. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's good to talk to you again. I have to say, before we get started, I heard the guy who called me just fine, and you are coming through very faintly on my phone for some reason. I'm wondering if there's any way that we can get a volume check on your end, because I'm having trouble hearing you.
How about now?
I just heard how about now, so let's just go and be patient with me, because I'm old and I'm losing my hearing and my eyes and everything else.
Well, I have an advantage over you. I got these big headphones on my head, and everything you're saying is vibrating in me, and I hear you in my bones. So, you have, let me take you back to December the 28th, because you and I have a unique, we have a mutual friend who's in the middle of this, and you have been noticing this, and I've been watching this. They have decided to ban bump stocks. And when I say they have decided, there's no law saying they've decided. They've just decided to take a piece of equipment that the... How many times did the ATF examine the bump stock and say, yep, these are good to go, these are just an accessory?
Yeah, that's pretty much true. And what they did instead was they put out a rule, and they put the rule out for public comment. And, of course, the public comment was overwhelmingly against changing this rule to basically change existing law and change existing technical examinations and existing testimony in court cases and things like that. But it was preordained from the start, because President Donald Trump essentially ordered it to happen.
Right.
And so they went ahead and they passed this rule. But before we, get too deep into the weeds on that, We need to clear a couple things up.
Yes, sir.
And the first thing is, and I get this all the time, people say, well, they're just bump stocks, we don't need those. And hold the phone, because if you think this is about bump stocks, you're not paying attention.
Right.
What this is about is the federal government assigning to itself the authority to change existing rules, to change existing science, to change everything arbitrarily for political reasons, and if they can do it with bump stocks, they can do it with anything. And this precedent that the White House is setting, you'd better believe, will be used by succeeding administrations to do whatever they want. And all, of course, you'll need is some progressive, with quotes around it, judge to say that that's okay, and they'll be able to get away with it, and whatever they do will be tied up in courts for years. So they can do this, and of course, Gun Owners of America has made great points that say that, basically what you're doing is you're setting the stage to ban semi-automatics.
Right. But how far, I mean, to me, this is them stretching the bounds of imagination way beyond anything that should, I mean, these can't possibly be educated people. Because I think a bump stock is two pieces of plastic and it has a locking mechanism on it to where if you don't want it to bump or slide, right? Slide fire is actually a better descriptor for it. It doesn't have a barrel. It doesn't have a feeding mechanism and it doesn't have any way to trigger it. But yet, they've decided that these are machine guns. I mean, how preposterous, how absurd is this all to you?
Well, it follows with the absurdity that has been imposed on us for years and years. I remember reporting years ago how they ruled that if you own silencers, suppressors, and right. if you have Chore Boy, you know, that copper scrubbing thing, that could be considered in tandem with the fact that you have this suppressor legally registered through the NFR, you know, RTR, the National Firearms Record and Transfer Registry and Transfer Record, that
right.
having that Chore Boy could constitute having baffling material that hasn't been authorized, and that in fact you could be charged with having a machine gun just for having that. And so you don't need to have something that is actually a firearm or that actually fires anything for them to consider it a machine gun. Case in point, I obtained a stock after this rule was proposed simply because I wanted to be in a position to challenge it. And to tell you that, you know, what's going on, I do not even own a rifle that my stock will fit on. Okay?
Right.
I just wanted to be in a position to be able to say, stop, this is not right, and you know, and to be able to have standing to go into this and to challenge this.
So you and I'm going to suppose that based upon their rule, even though you don't have anything, a bump stock without the rifle that it's designed to fit on is essentially a paperweight, not a very good one. It's not very heavy. So, but you're still, when this rule goes into effect, you become a bad guy, haven't you?
If we do not get an injunction to, you know, halt the implementation of this rule, then come March 26th, the day before my mother's 95th birthday,
mm-hmm.
I will become a federal felon that, if I'm caught, will be guilty of having an unregistered machine gun, and I will be subject to having my life destroyed, being separated from my family for years, being a federal felon, you know, and everything that goes along with it, plus being a prohibited person for the rest of my life.
Well,
and what you have to understand is that, you know, I've had in my life a couple traffic tickets, okay? But, you know, that's basically the extent of my criminal career and my convictions and things like that.
Right.
Otherwise, I have been a quote-unquote law-abiding, or at least a peaceable individual, a productive individual, worked all my life, never taken handouts from anybody, never hurt anybody. But all of a sudden, I guess I'm due for being taken hostage and being imprisoned and losing everything that I own and being separated from my family if I don't surrender and obey come March 26th.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. I want to get into the next thing that you wrote about this and what your thoughts are on this. David has won many, many journalistic awards. He and his partner, Mike Vanderbilt, broke the conscious thought process that was Fast and Furious on the United States, and he was out front leading the charge on that, among other things. And you can find him at Ammoland.com, among other places. We'll tell you as we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I want to talk with you. AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The best at the best price. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to writer David Kodria. He is, and you're always on, to me, you're always on various quests, although this is one that you have decided to put a whole, you've got a whole lot of stake in this. Recently, I guess it was day before yesterday, you were talking, you wrote an article about seeking the FOIA request, seeking the documents from the ATF. After some technical experts admitted that the machine gun ruling was political. What was it you found out of that?
Okay, first of all, let me try something here, Bill, because I thought I was having trouble hearing you.
Yes, sir.
I found on the break that I could hear you on speaker. Let me put you on speaker and let me see if that affects the feedback you get. So hold on half a second, please.
Okay. Tell me when.
You hear me okay now?
I hear you good.
Okay, and I hear you swell right now.
Do you want me to repeat that question?
Or Freedom of Information Act requests.
Okay.
That is a legal strategy that we have had to use to pry information out of our government that we shouldn't have to do. Okay? It ought to be simply this stuff ought to be on the public record, since they are using things to affect the public. And we've been put down for that. I was in one FOIA litigation represented by attorney David Hardy, where the government lawyer dismissed us by saying, in short, there's a tangled web of connections between a small cadre of firearms activists and their efforts to recover fees through largely unsuccessful FOIA litigation. Well, you know, so in other words, they're trying to put us down for doing using the legal process to get information that we have a right to have anyway. And in terms of it being largely unsuccessful, the lawyer representing me in this is Stephen Stambolia, who has represented me in several other ventures, including he is representing me and Kent Terry, the brother of Brian Terry,
right,
in a lawsuit against the Department of State. Because we're trying to figure out some information from Fast and Furious, the gunwalking operation to Mexico that never came out through the Office of Inspector General report or any of the congressional hearings or anything like that. And so, again, we file these FOIAs. They do not want to reply to us. And so then we file a lawsuit. And the last one that we did, speaking of being unsuccessful, it was, believe it or not, it was against the United States Air Force, because they were holding up court-martial transcripts from this Devin Patrick Kelly, the guy who shot up the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs.
Right.
And basically what they were trying to do is they were trying to cover their behinds on why he was not reported to be a prohibited person. And they since, and we got this information from them, and it was months and months later that they finally came out with a report that they released to the public, where they essentially, you know, published for the world what we had to force them to do. And again, when we file these lawsuits, nobody's doing this to get rich. All we're trying to recover are court costs and attorney fees for making us go through this. So we're not doing this to try to do anything except to get some information that we should still have, that we all have a right to have and that we all have a right to know.
Right.
Now, when we start talking about bump stocks, there was another FOIA that we filed. And we've started to get a trickling of information, although basically what they do is they send us, you know, 500 pages of nothing and a bunch of redactions with nothing that's actually responsive to what we're asking. But this one was interesting. And what we got was we got a presentation from ATF where they admitted with the Las Vegas bump stocks that on-scene ATF personnel were not, and that word's emphasized, allowed to physically examine the interior of the weapons for machine gun fire control components or known machine gun conversion devices such as drop-in, auto sears, lightning links, etc. And to this day, the firearms technology branch has never come up with any indication that they have ever inspected these firearms that were recovered. We know that firearms were recovered from the room that had bump stocks attached to them, but what has not been established was, were these in fact actually used, and of these that were used, were any of them, did they have fire control components? Did they have sears and things like that? And that has not been disclosed. To our knowledge, it has never been determined. And yet, using this, they went ahead and they passed a rule. And that brings us up to the latest piece that I did. And that is, we have filed another Freedom of Information Act request because there was another lawsuit against the bump stock ban. And in it, they had testimony on a verified declaration by a former ATF employee, Richard Vasquez. And what this guy was, he held the titles of Senior Technical Expert, Assistant Chief of Firearms Technology Branch, Acting Chief of the FTB, and Acting Chief of the Firearms Training Branch. So this guy is ATF's expert's expert, you know, until he retired. And what he said was, he was in his sworn statement, he was talking about a briefing from several years back with the ATF acting director, Michael Sullivan.
And let me get you to hold right there because I want you to be able to get all of this out. We've got about 45 seconds left. I'm reading what you wrote about this, and that's why I want you to get all of this out. And simply put, I've always, you know, as far as I'm concerned, any rule coming out of the Las Vegas shooting, most of the time we know everything that happens in one of these rampage killings. And we know nothing about this guy. We know nothing about what he did. It's sort of, and I'll get your opinion on this when we get in the, I'm not even going to ask it of you, but David, of course, David is quite the prolific kind of guy, and he writes some stuff that people gets out there. He has been investigating and defending your right to keep and bear arms for a very long time. He and his former partner, the late Mike Vanderbo, they broke Fast and Furious on the United States, and he is quite defiant when it comes to making sure that your rights are upheld. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a bill condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original proposal was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing an alliance to a foreign country. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins debating the resolution.
by bringing together things that are thrown together at the last minute, that leave out death threats to any other member besides two groups of members, that leave out others who have been hated upon. It breaks my heart.
American Airlines is grounding planes and canceling flights due to a problem with overhead compartments. The airline says an outside vendor recently updated several Boeing 737 aircraft, but the work was not up to their standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to David Kodria, he was about to drop the slam. They call this bomb a J-dam, and they drop and it just blows everything up. He was about to drop that. So you were discussing something where one of the technical experts, Mr. Vasquez of the ATF, was talking to acting director of the ATF, Mr. Sullivan. Describe that conversation, please.
Okay, this is sworn testimony. Okay, where he admits that he's talking under penalty of perjury.
Right.
And he says during the briefing, the chief counsel's office provided a written brief and a PowerPoint presentation which discussed the word automatically and the term single function of a trigger. The brief and PowerPoint presentation, based on the intent of Congress and the statutory text, detailed how even the Aikens accelerator was not a machine gun. However, Acting Director Sullivan decided against the advice of the chief counsel's office to declare the Aikens accelerator a machine gun. Now, first of all, if we have time towards the end of the segment, I want you to ask me about the chief counsel's office, because I have another anecdote I can tell you about something different.
But very good.
The piece that I have wasn't Aiken's accelerator. And what happened was Bill Aikens was out there, you know, making these things and having satisfied customers, and it was all fine as far as, you know, ATF was concerned until somebody decided, nope, this thing has a spring in it. And so now you have to, because, you know, Mr. Sullivan says so, we're going to declare it a machine gun. And so they reworked these things and took the springs out. Now it's just isometric action. It's your muscles and holding things and basically doing what you can do with a stick or your finger or a belt or a shoestring. Okay. And so I have an Aikens accelerator with this that was okay. Then it wasn't okay. Then the spring was taken out and it was okay again. And now I'm being told it's not okay again. And I'm going to be a felon if I own this thing, you know, after March 26th. Okay? So it's like, wait a minute. Do you guys have any consistent rules? And of course, no, everything ties back, Bill. You know, when I read that thing about the small cadre that they were complaining about, that was actually due to a request that we were trying to get the ATF to show us their rules. Okay, because you have a ruling here that says one thing, and then you have another ruling later that says something completely different. So you can have this person over here that's going along fat, dumb, and happy, and this person over here doing the same thing, and now all of a sudden he's in a world of hurt. And we were saying at the time, now, you know, hold on, that's no fair. You have to have a set of rules that can apply to everybody and that don't change. And of course, they don't even have a database that coordinates these things to know where they have conflicting rules. It's kind of like something that you got to find out when they hit you with a penalty, and then you got to go through the machinations that we go through, where you have to dig and crawl over broken glass to get information that we all ought to have. So this particular information that we got, Mr. Vasquez's testimony, has resulted in another FOIA request. And again, the same attorney, Stephen Stambolia, the guy who represented me in the Air Force lawsuit, the guy who's representing me and Kent Terry in the State Department lawsuit, he has filed a FOIA request to seek within 20 business days, and he's done this on behalf of another friend of ours, another part of the small cadre, Mr. Len Savage, who's president of Historic Arms LLC, a firearms designer, an expert witness, okay? And so what they're looking at, the FOIA request seeks documents and all other tangible things, including but not limited to emails, PowerPoint presentations, and communications related to a briefing at the chief counsel's office. We're in a written brief and a PowerPoint presentation, the things that Vasquez referenced, which discussed automatically and single functional trigger was discussed, okay? And any other such similar briefings which discusses Historic Arms LLC, its products, and or its president, Len Savage. And again, basically, we want to be able to present what the ATF was telling their head before he decided to override legal counsel and technical people and impose a political decision, okay? And that's what we're going after because, again, think about it. If they do these overrulings on things like this, what else have they done? Where else have they made political decisions that people can have their lives destroyed over?
Is there any precedent to them getting out there and testing the stuff and saying, all right, after extensive testing, we have determined that this does not turn a gun into a machine gun. Thanks for your time, guys. I've decided to go with it turns it into a machine gun. I mean, has that ever happened before where they get out there and just say, well, no, black is white today, okay?
Yeah, I can't answer that question, Bill. I wish that I could answer that question because it would be nice to have a documentation trail to show it. I mean, that's part of what we would like to determine. Okay,
right.
This is why, you know, we're sitting here in the dark, blindly groping and taking whatever little threads we have and pulling on them. But again, and I'd like to just emphasize something because you see in front of you the stuff that I write. Okay, the audience listening to it, they just hear some guy talking. And they don't know, you know, who I am or what I know or anything like that. And so why should anybody believe what I'm telling you? And I guess my rejoinder to that is no one should. But that's why when you go through my stuff, every time I make a claim, I have a link. and you can go and see it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Let's look at what the evidence shows us. And these things are exhaustively linked so that what we're talking about is not some conspiracy theory or something like that. We are talking about information that we have obtained through FOIA requests and things like that and through lawsuits that can then be traced back not to us but to the ATF technical experts themselves.
Right. Well, I can tell you. First of all, David, when David writes something, that gets shared an awful lot. And I mean, that means that the writer, the readership of AmmoLand, I put something up one time and when it got shared 50 times, I thought I was a big dog. David's stuff gets shared thousands of times, tens of thousands of times. It gets reprinted and sent out over every forum and everything else simply because of his background, simply because of what he breaks down and the links he goes to make sure that he is correct. So, you know, you can, if you want to say that nobody's going to believe you, that's fine. I will fight for your right to be believed, David. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. David, of course, you can find David at AmmoLand. I know that some things have changed. Where are the other places that I don't want to get it wrong? That's why I'm asking you this. Where are the other places they can find your stuff?
I began writing for Firearms News, which used to be Shotgun News. Now it's Firearms News. And, that's a real exciting gig. And they're basically, letting me have free rein to say what I think needs to be said. I'll get suggestions and things like that on what they would like me to cover. And so far, everything they've asked me to do has been, consistent with what my interests are and what I think needs to get out there. And, you know, as you know, I do not do this to be popular. If I wanted to be popular, I'd be writing about the Kardashians and get some real readership. But,
there you go.
But, what I do is oftentimes unpopular within the gun community because I point to some inconvenient truths that people don't want to hear.
Yeah, we got some of those coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Home of the At-One Thumbhole Stock, or just call it the answer to everything you've ever wanted. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to David Kodrea. We've been covering all of the things going on within the government. I want to ask you a question. When the bump stock thing, when the Vegas things first came out, NRA got out there and said an incomplete sentence regarding bump stocks. Do you remember that?
Oh, I'm not sure about an incomplete sentence. I know they made a statement about it that everybody's trying to walk back and say they didn't mean what they said. Okay? And it was all part of some three-dimensional chess strategy to get it turned into a rule that Trump knows is going to be overturned in the courts and that's somehow going to keep it away from Congress.
I was trying to be nice. I was not actually going to give him the props of being Mr. Spock and playing three-dimensional chess.
What they actually said was that the NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Okay, and you know, let's take a look at the bylaws of the NRA. You know, I kind of hold them to the same accountability that I hold Congress people to the Constitution.
Right.
And the bylaws, basically, you're supposed to be defending the Second Amendment. Okay, you're not supposed to be coming up with new ways to control guns and to withhold arms from we the people.
You recently wrote an article about this, and I've been looking at this and watching this too, and I've been, you know, I look at a lot of facets of NRA. I have a lot of professional envy for people on like NRA TV, but you know, they're not actually NRA employees. NRA's got a lot of rifts going on internally, don't they?
Well, there's certainly a lot of members that are not satisfied with the way they see things going, particularly when we see statements that try to come up with some kind of justification for red flag laws and that repeat the phrase due process
ad infinitum without ever, you know, getting to the fact that what you're doing is you're talking about stripping somebody's fundamental rights who hasn't even been charged with a crime, let alone convicted of one.
Right.
And that would be the topic for a whole nother hour to get into all the fallacies and deficiencies that I see there. So what you have is you have your loyalists that are going to defend anything that comes out of Fairfax and make accusations about anyone who dares criticize it as being a basher. And to me, Bill, it's like if I criticize something the government does, that doesn't make me un-American. Okay, and the bottom line is I am the NRA. I'm a life member. I have done a lot of volunteer work for the organization, given a lot of money to the organization over the years until such time as I figured out what was going on there and decided that I could be more effective working as a free agent and free to speak my mind. There's a lot of people that are dissatisfied, and there's rift and there's anger. Some of it's justified, okay? I'm sorry. A lot of it's justified. And what are you going to do, okay? There's war in heaven. But then again, you know, a lot of the people that are dissatisfied with it, they'll say, well, join GOA. Well, I'd like to see, then go ahead and join GOA, okay? If I had, you know, if everybody saying join GOA would do it, then maybe they would be the ones with 4 or 5 million members.
Well, I mean, you know, they claim 1.5 million members at GOA, and you know that's not true.
It's like, you know, these idiot gun grabbers that say 86% of NRA members favor universal background checks.
Yeah,
that's a total lie. First of all, you don't even know how many NRA members there are because that's not public information. And
nope.
Second of all, there's no way to determine whether somebody telling an anonymous phone solicitor that, you know, that whether they're an NRA member or not.
Yeah. The thing with NRA, I mean, I'm looking at what NRA is doing, and you know, I think they need to own up. They could do a couple. I think it would be as simple as this: if they were to say, "We are getting rid of Carry Guard, and we are going to discontinue NRA TV." Because they can't afford NRA TV anymore. They can't, you know, NRA TV, you have a bigger audience by a magnitude that I can't quite imagine what it is. You yourself do than NRA TV. Just the people that read your stuff.
I don't know about that.
I do. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you do because here's the thing. You know, you're talking about maybe getting 10,000 shares or something like that. I'm lucky if I put something out on Facebook, if I get, you know, 6 likes and a dozen shares. Okay.
Oh, well,
from
United
people
States.
who take it, make it a point to send me friend requests and things like that. And it's sometimes frustrating because you come up with, you know, stuff that's in the weeds that people have to pay attention to. And yet, what's the average American getting? The average American, even on Fox News, supposedly conservative Fox News, I did a blog post the other day on my War on Guns blog.
Yeah.
And this idiot reporter was talking about a cop's Glock, and he referred to it as his service revolver. And it's like I wanted to slap my forehead and go, are you out of your mind? You're a national reporter. You're a national reporter. And this is the extent of your understanding of your subject matter?
Right. Well, you know, those kind of guys, they don't, you know. Everybody coming to, I look at Fox News primarily as a bunch of Northeastern conservative sort of types, which where you live, you would call that a Democrat. You know? And so I was looking at Fox News. I mean, I go there, and I went there today, and, you know, I found out the ratings for all of the French fries in California. I was so wanting to know which ones were the top French fries in California. I know you did, so I can tell you right now, they got it on the front page. But, you know, They're becoming just as fluffy as everybody else out there. And
so in other words, when some B-grade actress has a wardrobe malfunction, you don't think that's headline news?
For some reason, it does not it doesn't get out there, and I'm not going, wow, this. Now my life is complete.
Hey, can I real quick before we run out of time?
2 minutes, go.
Council story?
Yes, please. 2 minutes, go.
Okay. This is back about 7 years ago or so when we were in the heart of Fast and Furious. And one of our sources on Cleanup ATF, this website for disgruntled ATF agents, this was the guy that basically was the guy who said that forget the botched sting operation. They were trying to, quote-unquote, pad statistics. They wanted these guns to be found at crime scenes so that they could turn around and say, see, it's the American guns that are causing these problems, okay? Well, now we go to, I had another transcript that I got from the chief counsel's office, and the chief counsel is talking to the then acting head of ATF, Melson, okay? And basically what they were referring to one of my reports. And they were trying to find this guy who said pad statistics to determine who he is and to make sure that he worked for ATF. And then they were discussing what retaliations were available to them to hold against this guy.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's my chief counsel's anecdote. These people, if we were on Sirius Radio, I could tell you what Mike Vanderbilt used to call their headquarters.
I know, and I appreciate you not doing that. But listen, since you said it would take a whole hour, I want you to. I'm gonna circle back with you tomorrow to set something up with you for next week to talk about NRA, because I believe NRA has some issues and they need to be solved. And anybody listening as a member, maybe we can give them some sort of direction. But thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Check him out at AmmoLand and at Firearm News, is that what it's called now?
Yeah, and basically waronguns.com. That's my Central Clearinghouse blog. That'll get you to everything I do. Go to waronguns.com.
You heard him. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.